Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blazers preseason tonight as they will take on the Golden State Warriors in a preseason situation. Now, I'm excited for Blazers season this year. I think there's a ton of storylines to go into, and obviously you and me together doing the show will address all of them as they progress and come around and see how they pay off, et cetera. And we'll have more Blazer preview once preseason's over. You know, we'll spend a good day of deep diving into the Blazers. But I'm curious, Danny, from your perspective, but also from me as, you know, let's lump me into the casual Blazer fan, okay? I'm the casual Blazer fan on this station. I know a lot of you out there are pretty hardcores, but let's keep it kind of easy. What is it that I watch? What is it that I should be looking for during preseason versus what you are looking for as someone who covers the team?
So for me specifically...
Not to be interviewee, but
No. So for me tonight, when I get home from the concert and I load up the film, I am going to be watching almost exclusively what offensive sets they bring out.
Okay.
Like, watching the FanFest game this weekend, they got into their stuff at minimum at 18 seconds. It was...
Go.
I mean, it was fast. And it wasn't just getting into it. They would push and transition. If it wasn't there, they're immediately into an action. And I'm watching both corners. Are guys stationary? Are they stagnant? Where are they moving?
Are we moving?
Who's moving where? Who's going where? Who's screening on ball? Who's screening away?
Dude, if I see anybody Carl Anthony Townsend out there on that line, I'm going to lose my GD mind.
What do you mean?
Standing around.
Well, I mean, you do have to have some stagnancy in for spacing purposes, but just how random is it? And that's some of the stuff that you're going to have to, like, if you're going to go, like, top-level fan, right? You're going to see some stuff where it looks clunky on offense.
Okay.
Because you need to build the relationship of how, when, and where. Like, okay, yes, you're going to make this quote-unquote random cut. There's more randomness to it. But is the ball handler going to see it? Is the guy screening going to get you on the right angle? Is the timing of it going to be just right? And so, like, those are all things that take some time. Individually, one of the things I'm going to be watching that was stood out to me, and I tweeted about it during FanFest. Shaden and Young seem to have pretty good timing already in the two-man game. And not just in pick and rolls, it's off DHOs, it's off pin downs, it's off ball screens. There's stuff there where Hansen seems to understand how to free Shaden up already. Either on the ball with a direct like DHO or screening away as a ball handler and working some get actions and getting Shaden the ball back in space and Shaden being comfortable walking into a three, which I think is going to be one of the big storylines this year. Look for what looks comfortable. The uncomfortable stuff is going to show up and it's going to be very noticeable because you're going to go, oh, that looked clunky. Look for what looks comfortable because there's going to be so much new in this. Chauncey Billups is back as head coach, but your two lead assistants are Tiago Splitter and Patrick St. Andrews, Saint. What they implement and how they implement it. Nate Bjorkgren is going to be running the defense, and Tiago and Saint are going to be running offense and some of the defense as well, like some of the principles and everything that kind of goes in there. Finding out where those roles and responsibilities lie. And the other one, the top level thing, is Chauncey Billups is going to rotate starters throughout the preseason. So...
I heard that.
So all the people out there like, Shaden has to start.
No.
What I'm saying here is he's going to have his opportunity. If he goes out there and it's very evident that he is showing more, you could see the Blazers be like, because here's the thing.
I don't know if Chauncey knows the starting lineup.
I have a reeling suspicion he has a pretty strong...
I think he has a good idea.
Strong idea which way he's going to go.
But I don't know if it's set in stone.
We aren't pulling the sword out of the stone here. Like, it's not that, but...
It should be straightforward. I agree.
I'm pretty sure...
Yan Bong at the two.
Yeah, definitely not.
Donovan Klingon at the one.
Yeah. You know what? ESPN had Denny at the two in their player rankings.
But
and
you've
like,
been saying that. No, you've been saying two.
Two is the
Tumani.
Two.
We got to start saying Tumani.
Yeah. Two is at the
it
two.
It throws me off when you say yeah, two.
No. No, for my money right now, Drew at the one, two at the two, Denny at the three, JG at the four, Donovan at the five is going to be your opening night starting lineup. I don't think that's going to change.
Kling Kong, that's my guy.
But let's see if Shaden goes out there. Because Here's the thing. You can't tell Jeremy Grant or anybody else that we're going to carve this spot out for you, this guy who's not as good as you. I don't care where you are in your career.
Yeah.
You don't see, everybody's like, good teams do that. No, they don't. They don't, because you don't tell a guy who's an Olympic gold medalist, who's making $30 million a year, that, sorry, dog, that's not how the politics of this work. And you can scream it until you're blue in the face. No coach in the league is doing that. Yeah. Nobody.
Shaden's our biggest angle here, isn't he, of this season?
Well, no. Hansen. Hansen's
really? But it's his first year. We're not expecting that
but,
much.
But no, it's the what is he? That's,
sure.
That's the thing.
I think the biggest question, though, is Shaden Sharpe.
Oh, yeah.
That's
is
what
he
I
that
hear
guy?
Most people ask, so, most people talking about.
So two questions that we got on the text line I wanted to say for this right here. One of them was, what does Shaden need to do to justify getting like a real contract? And we talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's two things. One, the three-point shooting.
It's got
to
be better.
I agree with that. I think that's secondary. He doesn't need to be Steph Curry, but he does need to be 36% plus or better, like on volume. That has to be a thing if he's going to be a guy. The most important thing to me is Shaden as a playmaker. And I'm not necessarily talking assists. I'm talking about his ability to read and react and make the right plays. Having a plan in every possession and attacking it and adjusting it, you have your decision tree matrix. Mm-hmm. If A, then B. If B, then C. If C, then D. Like that, when you're going to year four, that's how your brain should be going. And it's not, you know, figuring it out on the fly. It's knowing if they do this, I'm going to do this. And if they look to take this and this away, then I go to this. That's a great player in the NBA.
I'm not saying that, you know, getting back to this Yong Hansen thing, I live in a world where I loved the David Robinson, Tim Duncan situation.
Sure.
Of two basically centers, mm-hmm. one plays power forward, one plays center. And I'm not saying these guys are that, but is there a situation where we will see Yong at the five and Donovan at the four?
I hope to God not.
Is Donovan not there enough for the four?
Neither of those guys.
Yeah.
Now, you may see...
Because that would be ideal world. Because look, JG's not long for this world.
I don't think he's that.
I don't mean it in a negative way. I just, whether he gets traded or becomes a free agent.
Well, he's not going to become a free agent for another couple of years. Like,
I know. But these guys are going to be here longer than that.
Well, you hope.
I assume.
Like, the thing is,
we're
like,
assuming.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, now, is there going to be a lineup that goes two bigs, like two traditional bigs? Maybe, because the West has gotten so big. You might see it. But talking to the coaching staff over the last couple months, I've gotten a lot of looks. I've said, like, bluntly, I'm like, I don't want to see it. Like, if you're getting
Daniel, do we need to reject your media credentials here?
I have no interest in seeing that. I just think that what that does for you both offensively and defensively is very, very, very clunky.
All right. Well, be fun to watch the game tonight. I will go out and get an antenna. I might have one in the garage. Might have an old one.
I will
in the
say there was another question here. I know we're up against
this. Oh, yeah, go.
Somebody said, I don't think I've had a Blazer season that I've been more meh about. And that is such an insane thing to me. That is not me being a homer. That is me covering. Well, it actually is me covering the team.
I disagree with that statement as well.
I think
there's a lot. Last year was my meh.
Last year was meh. The year before that was meh. Heiken and I, Casey
Well,
Oldall,
the year before that is Scoot. And you're kind of like, oh, what's this guy?
But I mean, like, but that was it. It was just the young guys.
Yeah.
Now you've got the young guys. You've got Drew Holiday. Does two have another gear? Does Denny have another
gear? Is Chauncey the guy for the job?
What do the new assistant coaches do? What is Hansen? Does Donovan look like he's actually like a all-defense caliber rim protector?
Does Jeremy Grant get traded?
Or does Jeremy look like the guy that he was a couple years ago? Like, there's so many storylines. The meh of this season, like... And I don't even have to talk myself into it. Like, all the guys that are there that, you know, like me, Casey, and Sean, that we're there every single night and we're covering this, we have all said the same thing of like, dude, this is actually going to be a fun year. Like, there are so many things this year to talk about. There's so many threads to pull. And if you're not looking at that, you're just not a basketball guy.
Well, as Brian Kelly would say,
I hope you all had a shitty day.
Enjoy the game tonight. We'll report back tomorrow from what we see and keep you guys all caught up on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.